in Yahoo search.
Yahoo! The Henry Range Show, only on News Talk 820.
When I ain't no communist, when I ain't no capitalist, when I ain't no socialist, I ain't no imperialist, no, I ain't no Democrat, sure ain't no Republican. I only know one party, and that is freedom. I am a patriot, and I love my country.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the second hour of the Henry Range Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA. The station website, newstalk820.com, live audio stream, live webcam there at newstalk820.com. Our podcast site, henryrainesshow.podomatic.com, Henry Raines, R-A-I-N-E-S, show.podomatic.com. And if you want to really go back in the day, you can check out americanam.podomatic.com. The new show is there, but the old show from years ago, including ones that would feature my current co-host here in the studio, filling in today, helping me out. CJ, hey CJ.
¿Cómo estás? La voz de Tampa Bay, Henry Raines. En segunda hora, ¿cómo estás, señor Raines?
Yes, and if you don't understand Spanish, just look at the subtitles on your radio. You should be empowered there.
Maybe. It's the new language, baby.
It's on those HD radios.
Get used to it, man. It's the new coming thing, the new fashion. Brown is back, baby. Brown is back.
How do you expect to succeed in the United States of America if you aren't willing to learn Spanish? You got to be an open-minded person about all that.
Brown is back, baby.
Brown back from Kansas, Senator? I know, you're losing me now.
Hey,
but,
awesome to be here again, man. This is a great program. And justice to America.
Well, Senator Brownback wasn't up for re-election this past Tuesday.
I know some people have been.
Lots of turmoil in the establishment of both the Democratic and Republican parties. We had just a week or two ago, we had Senator Bennett lose his convention election to a Tea Party candidate out west. And then we had these events just this past Tuesday. Upstart Senate candidates claim two stunning victories in the primary elections Tuesday night as Pennsylvania Representative Joe Sestak denied incumbent Democrat Arlette Inspector the renomination to a sixth term, and well, I should say new time Democrat. And Kentucky insurgent Ron Paul easily bested establishment favorite Trey Grayson,
Yahoo!
Who was endorsed by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
See his Confederate flag? Maybe not. Go ahead.
Wait, Rand. Trey?
No.
Or Rand?
Rand.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm not sure. He may be fishing for some traction here somewhere. Arkansas Senator Blanche Lincoln clung to a slim lead of a few thousand votes over the Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter. Well, that turns out that she did not receive her 50%, and so she will face a runoff with Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter, and she's not polling particularly well in that situation. Also, that ties into the financial reform bill because they were hoping they could kick her amendment out that causes financial institutions to spin off derivative business into a separate subsidiary, and they were figured to just get through the primary and then they'd get rid of that and should move on to the general election. Well, got to rethink that. They'll probably just put the fix in on the conference committee. Let's see, Conway narrowly defeats Mongiardo. That's Kentucky Attorney General Jack Conway. Anyway, he won. He's going to be the guy facing Rand Paul. And also in what was considered a surprise, Mark Cripps, former congressional aide to Jack Murtha, won a special election over the Republican who was favored to win that, even though it is a Democratic district. So a lot of head shaking in the establishment is basically like, how do we co-opt these guys and bring them on board? Right, CJ?
I think that was what was interesting in today's news shows. They had a senator there trying to say that
this Paul guy that he just needs to get on board. He's just a little exuberant. He's a rookie, sort of speaking.
Yeah, we just
once
need to polish him up
here,
a little bit.
Once we get him in here, he'll be talking the right way and doing the right things.
That's right.
And by the way, he said that we have one socialist in the Senate. We need to have the alternative type view. I didn't know that being socialist is such a bad thing, by the way. I didn't realize that until I started listening to the propaganda.
Libertarian is all the fad these
days.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah, whatever. Grow up.
Well.
Yeah, but give up your, hey, this is going to be libertarian. Give up your Social Security and your Medicare and your Medicaid and your VA benefits.
It's been a roller coaster for Rand Paul, but
it just
sort of went up and then down. Let's catch him on the high of election night with his first comment.
I have a message. A message from the Tea Party. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Yeah. Let's take our government back, CJ. Who are we going to take it back from?
You know what?
Those people we elected?
Well, it's amazing. Take it back to racism. Take it back to when the white Anglo-Saxon prosperity
mayor.
I mean, is that what he's talking about, taking it back?
I didn't hear that.
Taking it back to when there was slavery? Taking it back to when women couldn't vote? Taking it back to when... You know, I had a guy said, what a great democratic nation. I thought, what do you mean? What are you talking about? For whom? For white Anglo-Saxon Protestant males who are landowners. Take it back that far?
If the other ethnics just play along, they do just fine, too.
Take it back to when Lawrence was king? Where do you want to take it back? Come on, we're blacks and Latinos. You're brown in Arizona.
We want the Constitution back.
Where? Take it back to the racism.
To the right way of thinking about it.
To take it back where, Henry?
To the right way.
That's not the right way. It's
yes,
the extreme right way. The extreme right. My
way is the right way.
The white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. Oh, look, you're not a landowner, are you? Maybe you are a little bit of land. Or the bank owns it. I'm telling you, take it back. Take it back where? Back to the retarded era? Back to where the elitists have it?
You're killing the buzz here.
I'm sorry.
We were on a high there, CJ. We were high with victory, and then we were ready to do what, Rand Paul?
And I thank you very much for coming out tonight. Let's have a party.
Yeah! That's what a Kentucky boy does.
We party, baby.
That's right.
It's
a Olive Party.
Take it back to what?
Oh, well, we got that for you, too. 866-977-4820. We have some more sound we're going
to
play for you.
I can't enter a restaurant. I'm going to take it back to then.
866-977-4820.
I can get into a gated community, Henry. Going to take it back to the
farm. You can go wherever you want.
No, they won't let everybody go.
877-4820.
Let's arrest everybody that has blue eyes. Let's take it back then. How about Japanese Americans, Henry? We're going to take it back. When you were incarcerated because you were Japanese, even though you're a U.S. citizen, let's take it back that far. What an ignoramus and these people are. Racist. That's what
the party didn't last too long. The first sign of a little hangover from the party was in the next clip about...
When does my honeymoon period start? I had a big victory. I thought I got a honeymoon period from you guys in the media.
There you go. Honeymoon. That's what he was expecting. He went out, he won, he partied, just like on your wedding day. You spend wedding nights, a party, and it's a honeymoon after that, until someone asks you about Obama and BP and the oil spill.
What I don't like from the president's administration is this sort of, you know, I'll put my boot heel on the throat of BP. I think that sounds really un-American in his criticism of business. I've heard nothing from BP about not paying for the spill. And I think it's part of this sort of blame game society in the sense that it's always got to be someone's fault. And instead of the fact that maybe sometimes accidents happen. I mean, we had a mining accident that was very tragic, and I've met a lot of these miners and their families. They're very brave people to do a dangerous job, but then we come in and it's always someone's fault. Maybe sometimes accidents happen.
Accidents happen. Let me tell you something. Safety violations in the coal mine.
Right.
It's not blowout preventers without a backup. It's not this report from the Orlando Sentinel that BP used less dependable drill construction. It's accidents.
Well, when an accident happens in our society, you pay for that accident. And you pay dearly. You pay for the tragedy you created. If it's not an accident. Now, here's how you define the difference between, Henry, accident and non-accident. non-accident is criminal sanctions, like Sarasota Dave wants. You know, if we were in communist China, the BP executives would be executed. But if it's an accident, it's not criminal. What you still are responsible is to pay, and pay dearly, because we shouldn't have this corporate welfare and corporate bailout where they get the profits, and then when they make a mistake or they have an accident, they don't have to pay for their accident, right? So, I mean, I clearly, you could say, that, but they're going to pay, Henry. They better pay.
Well, that was sort of small potatoes. A interview he did with the Courier-Journal, which I believe, I forget which city in Kentucky that is. I apologize. Courier-Journal, though, was the editorial board meeting where Rand Paul was asked some other questions that happened a week before the election. Didn't get much play until Rachel Maddow asked him the next night after the election on her show. But let's go to the original comments from Rand Paul. Mike, I may have you stop a couple times and let you know as we go, and we'll probably comment over top of it.
Would you have voted for the Civil Rights Act of 1964?
Uh-oh. I like the Civil Rights Act in the sense that it ended discrimination in all public domains, and I'm all in favor of that.
But?
You had to ask me the but. I don't like the idea of telling private business owners. I abhor racism. I think it's a bad business decision to ever exclude anybody from your restaurant. But at the same time, I do believe in private ownership. But I think there should be absolutely no discrimination in anything that gets any public
funding. No, public, that's no, but that's not like a public restaurant.
He's a moron. To my mind. He's a moron. He's a moron and a moron. I mean, he's a moron. I'm sorry, Henry. I mean,
I was in
South
be.
Africa during apartheid, man. I've seen it in the early 80s. I was there. Let me tell you, there has to be laws to protect
and guarantee
the rights of everybody.
I thought apartheid growing up in Florida in the 60s.
Yeah, that too. And that's the problem. I mean, you can't, it's not that simple. We don't live in that kind of world. No, it's discrimination
and
racism.
Give it a chance. I'm sure there's logic and reason right coming up right behind. Just listen. Come on, Grant. Tell CJ.
Would you favor those locals?
Well, on a local basis, it might be a little different. And the thing is I would speak out in favor of it. I mean, I look at like the speeches of Martin Luther King, and I tell you, I become emotional watching the speeches of Martin Luther King. I loved it because he was a great transformative figure, but he was a believer. What I don't like about politics is almost none of them are believers, and he was a true believer.
Yeah,
and he fought government injustice, and those were governmental rules and laws that forbid people, you know, from riding the bus or sitting in certain parts of the bus or drinking water.
All right, we got enough of that.
All of that should.
It's all about the marketplace. It's a bad business decision. If we had not had the Civil Rights Act, at least that section of the Civil Rights Act infringing on poor property owners' business rights, just because they're considered public accommodation, just because public accommodation means you're serving the public, the marketplace would take care of it, CJ. We should have just left the marketplace. Just as the marketplace would have gotten rid of slavery.
I can tell you, I was part and saw a separate but equal concept in South Africa. You could be very wealthy Indian, for example, or very wealthy black person. But you could not eat in the same restaurant. You could not stay at the same hotel. Let me tell you, if they did that to white people, his opinion would be a lot
better. Oh, that would never happen. 866-977-4820.
Brown's back, baby.
866-977-4820. Be careful before you reinforce all these scared middle-aged white guys. 866-977-4820. We've got callers lined up and a little reality play on the other side of the break.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by Callens, Little, and Delgado, a full-service law firm practicing personal injury, family, criminal defense, and immigration law.
I'm Scott Callens from the law firm of Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal. During this season of high roadway traffic, you need to be extra cautious. You should know that Harvard researchers have concluded that cell phone use while driving increases your likelihood of being injured in a car accident by 4 times. Reduce your chances of injury by driving a bit slower and by pulling from the roadway when you must use your cell phone. You'll arrive at your destination safely, and your caller will appreciate the attention that you've given them. At Callens Little Delgado and Obstacle, we help people who have been injured by careless drivers. If you or your loved ones have been injured in an accident, you may have questions. At Callens Little Delgado and Obstacle, we want to help. There's no charge to meet with us, and our fees are based on a percentage of what we recover for you. Call us at 941-749-1446. Let us help answer your questions. Callens Little Delgado and Obstacle, 941-749-1446, or reach us at makeempay.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Lang, board-certified optometric physician and certified nutritional specialist. I'm also host of Ask the Doctor, now heard live every weekday on News Talk 820 WWBA from 9 to 10 in the morning. I'm here to help answer all your questions regarding your vision, eye care, and ocular nutrition. So if you're wondering how proper nutrition may slow down aging in the eye and body, then tune in and listen about the latest in optical, medical, surgical, and nutritional treatment. That's Ask the Doctor with me, Dr. Michael Lang, now heard right here every weekday from 9 to 10 on News Talk 820 WWBA.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket faster and faster. The profit on the cable giants has pushed consumers around enough. You don't have to stand for it anymore. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $19.99 a month for an entire year. And you'll also get a high-definition digital video recorder upgrade for free. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed for free. And get over 15 premium channels, including HBO and Showtime, free for 3 months. Our Dish-authorized agents can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-830-9016. Just imagine all your favorite TV shows in crystal-clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $19.99, it's like giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-830-9016. That's 800-830-9016. Again, 800-830-9016.
I'm a carpenter.
An account executive.
A customer service representative.
I'm a truck driver.
A yoga instructor.
And I work hard to get more business.
To get new accounts.
To help my customers.
To be ahead of schedule.
To make my students comfortable.
So I work late.
Come in early.
Put in overtime.
Work weekends.
Skip lunch.
Make sure my clients are satisfied.
Know my customers' first names.
Deliver the best service.
Teach people to relax.
So that one day,
when it all comes together,
when my hard work pays off,
one day,
so one day,
I can build that little place by the water.
Go back to school for my graduate degree.
Finally see Italy.
Pay for my son's soccer camp.
Open my own studio.
Get a fishing boat.
Buy a new laptop.
Have real Italian pizza. Be my own boss.
We all work hard for something greater. But at Fifth Third Bank, we know every dream is unique. That's why we ask about yours. Stop by your local banking center and let's get to work on your dream today. Fifth Third Bank, the things we do for dreams. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Henry Rain Show, News Talk AM 820. CJ in the house, and our website, newstalk820.com, podcast site, henryrainshow.podomatic.com. Your opinion is welcome at 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820.
I think we need to take our country back. So, you know, we're like over 18% of our
country. Can we get our money back?
Live
in
poverty.
Full refund?
Pretty much any measure of caring for the least among us, say, childhood nutrition, infant mortality, access to preschool. We come in last among the rich nations and often by a wide margin. We're the most violent rich nation on earth with a murder rate 4 or 5 times that of our European peers. And we have these huge prison populations, greater than a factor 6 or 7 than any other rich nation. And, you know, it is amazing. While we're all pro-life here, we're the only Western democracy left that executes its citizens.
And those people are in jail because they don't respect private property owners.
Let's take it back, Henry. Let's take it back.
Private property owners are the backbone of this United States of God bless America.
Personal self-discipline, top of the charts. Man, this is bad. We're going to go back where, Henry? Back to what?
Back to Rand Paul. For those of you that weren't listening on the other side of the break, Rand Paul says that the Civil Rights Act was a good thing 9/10 of the way, except for that part where they were saying that private business owners, you know, like a restaurant owner, a store, something that the public has free egress and access to, he should be able to say, no blacks allowed, no Hispanics allowed, no Irish allowed.
No wasps without papers, Italians.
Right. So, but he says, you know, if we had just let the marketplace, because it would be bad business to deny people access to your restaurant. Say, CJ, that you were a restaurant owner back in the desegregation days, and you were outraged at the evil that you saw all around you and the discrimination against black people, and you've opened your restaurant up.
Oh, imagine. It's the law. You can't have white people eating with black people. It's the law. We got to follow the law. Bring back the law. And I go, what? The laws aren't all just.
No, that's not what Rand Paul is saying. He's saying not the law. The government shouldn't have a law. It's your right as a property owner to serve who you want.
That's the newfangled form of racism, discrimination. That's the new version, the refined version, Henry.
Rand Paul doesn't know. John in Port Charlotte, please stand by. We'll get to you. Dave, stand by. Please be patient. Rand Paul says this. But the fact is that Rand Paul doesn't even know how the world worked back then. He thinks this theory of free market, libertarianism, would eliminate discrimination. So CJ is running this restaurant, and one of the city fathers come in to say, CJ, you know, we love your restaurant here. It's great service, great food, the whole bit here. But we're a little disturbed by some of those people that you're letting in to eat. Why are you letting those people in to eat in our restaurant?
they're good. You know what? We let them in first. The color that counts is not white or black. It's green, isn't it? It's dollars. It's the right thing to do, Henry.
I understand. Well, I know it's right, but I understand that you're motivated by that. But, you know, you have to think your business model through all the way, CJ, because...
But what are you saying? You're not going to come into my restaurant and allow people of color?
I'm not saying anything, CJ, but people are talking, and they talk to me, and I'm your friend, and I want you to know about this. And some of the...
I mean, I'm not going to be part of the club if I serve
people
of color?
Some of your best customers are saying they're uncomfortable eating here right now.
Then I'm going to have a black room and a brown room and a white room.
Well, you know, it's separate doors. But, you know, I just know, because I don't want you to make a short-term decision that is bad for you in the long term, because I know I was just talking to Jim over at the bank, and he said you got a loan application for an extension, and he's wondering if you're really going to be able to support your clientele, if you got the clientele to support that loan. And he said it's even making him wonder about your mortgage.
I'm sure there's a law that protects that, Henry. There should be, if there ain't.
Well, you know, there is that clause in your mortgage. You got that extension a year ago, and now they're a little shaky on it. And I just wanted you to know. I just wanted you to know.
I want to keep serving people, Henry. I think this is garbage.
Of course you want to keep serving people and serving the right people.
I want
to
make
the dollar.
The dollar says I need to open up.
And in your restroom, the plumbing was a little leaky. And I was just over with Bob
at the
code enforcement.
Doesn't mean
I'm just friendly advice, CJ. I am telling you, just don't let the code people know about this. They are so tough on businesses right now. They shut businesses down that don't stay up the code. You got to be watching. Well, anyway, CJ, I'm sure you had a lot to think about. On the other side of the break, as I channel back, we'll get to John in Port Charlotte. We'll get to Dave. We'll get to your calls at 866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. We'll be right back.
The white anxiety crisis, baby.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by Canada Med Services. Save up to 70% on your prescriptions. Call 1-877-917-3600.
Genesis Communications, Tampa Bay.
News Talk, AM 820, WWBA.
Home with ABC News.
News Talk, AM 820. News Talk, AM 820. 820.
Tap it in, Tampa Bay.
NewsTalk820.com.
Oil company BP reporting a significant drop in the amount of oil it's recovering from the blown well in the Gulf of Mexico. The company says the amount is down by about half in the past 24 hours, although it had warned previously there'd be wide fluctuations in the recovery amount per day. An anti-police brutality group in Detroit holds a meeting today in the wake of the burial of a 7-year-old girl killed by a police bullet fired during a raid on her home. A reality TV crew was following police on the raid, and that has raised questions over how much access such crews should have in these situations.
The shooting has put a spotlight on police reality shows. Shows like Cops and The First 48 can draw sizable ratings while giving police departments positive PR. But do these shows capture drama or create it?
ABC's Eric Hong in Detroit. Space Shuttle Atlantis has undocked from the International Space Station. Atlantis is to return to Earth on Wednesday. It's the last flight for Atlantis. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Paying too much for your prescription medication? Call Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600. In their 6th year of saving customers money on medications, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Guaranteed delivery. Government inspected and approved factories. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600.
Henry Range Show, News Talk AM 820.
The hardest working guy in radio.
CJ, the second hardest working guy.
Absolutely not.
The hardest working caller in Port Charlotte would be John. Hey, John.
Yeah, apparently CJ doesn't understand what the word moron means because it's my understanding that Rand Paul, an ophthalmologist, graduated from Duke University. Do you have to be a moron to graduate from Duke University?
Well, the president, former president, graduated. I mean, I'm sorry. Just because you might have brains doesn't mean you're not a racist or you don't have problems.
Oh, are you a racist?
Everybody is.
Are you white by any chance?
Everybody is.
No, are you? Everybody's a racist.
Most people
now
are.
Now you're condemning one person for being a racist.
No, he's the guy that's running, and he's the guy that makes these dumb statements.
Wait a second. Are you white or Mexican or black or what?
Well, what do you think?
Well, I think you're probably what you are. What are you?
No, you tell me. How do I sound?
Wait, you sound white.
All right. Then I'm white.
Okay, you're white. Now, why are you anti-white? Is there something
I'm not anti-white. I'm just telling you, right in this country, there's racist, there's huge... Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Zimbabwe, which used to be Rhodesia.
I'm aware of that. Been there. What about it?
Yes. And what did they do? They killed a lot of the white farmers.
Well, let me explain that. Let me explain it.
You couldn't take
let me explain that to you.
Neither person's getting it. Put John down. John, we're going to come back to you.
Let me explain it to you and open your mind. I was in South Africa, and I saw them beat the heck out of people. I saw things that were outrageous. And for generations, these racist morons, these jerks over there, brilliant, by the way, many of them, did the most unspeakable things to human beings, generation after generation. Now, you have a change in power, like you did in Zimbabwe or Rhodesia and in South Africa, which I'll be there, traveling there next week, by the way. And then you expect human beings to forget that. There's going to be a period of time of retribution, of getting back. And that's not the good moral thing to do. Because blacks are racist too, by the way. And Latinos are racist too, by the way. And I expect that to happen. To say you're surprised that would happen? No, I'm not surprised. They're lucky there's one that was one alive because they were the most heinous, horrible things I've ever seen in my life there. And I've actually been there, right, and seen it. So, yeah, now what you're finding in South Africa is a new generation of hope. You're not going to teach the old dog new tricks generally. Once a racist, always a racist. Maybe you should look in the mirror.
All right, let's get John back on. John, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Number one, the right of association, as you know, as any intelligent person knows, is the most important aspect of a free society. I don't have to like somebody or dislike them for any reason whatsoever.
You're correct.
But my friends that I associate with are pretty much like me.
You know, correct.
They're intelligent people. They're forthright. They go kind of against the grain. they're hard workers. A lot of them are businessmen or they have their own businesses. They're kind of like me.
Good.
And, you know, that's the right of association.
John, let me take on what you're saying here, because you're talking, phrasing this in the right of association. We're talking in whether, and Rand Paul is talking about whether individual private property owners, entrepreneurs, as in a restaurant, as in a store, that access is given to the public to come in and be clients or customers, do they have the right to discriminate against someone because of their color? Can they put a sign up in their window, no blacks allowed? And my point to you, not CJ's point, my point to you and others out there is, and to Rand Paul, is no, because in these people that are opening their business to the public, they rely on the public security, the law enforcement, to take care of them, paid for by taxes, paid by all people. The infrastructure, whether it's the utilities or the roads that people get access to their businesses are paid with taxes from all the people, and then they need to open up these businesses to all the people.
I think that's a valid point. Look, in Arizona, if you're going to pull people over because they're brown, that's not good. If you pull everybody over, that's fair. I mean, you know, as long as you treat everybody equally, it's okay. But most people don't, unfortunately. And by the way, this is a great country we all live in with a lot of problems, but that's also what makes this a great country. We can debate this as we are now.
Okay, John, you have 30 seconds to wrap.
Excuse me. But then, of course, you don't have true freedom. If you have a business yourself, hypothetically,
I do,
in
the
first place, it's all specious because it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in Charlotte County or Lee County, or I doubt sincerely, you know, in Manatee County or where else. So you're working up an argument that has nothing to do with anything about anything.
All right, John.
Rand Paul made a philosophical argument as because from a libertarian standpoint. Some things I agree with Rand Paul on. There's very
gotta
few.
Wrap it, John.
I don't. This might be one of them, but I would say his right to say it is absolutely perfect.
All right, John, we got to go. John, I got a quick question for you.
The point is, he hates Rand Paul. He's a hater. Because Rand Paul won the election.
All right, hold on. Just one quick question, though, John. How old are you generally?
Me?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get what generation you came up with.
I'm 68.
Okay, thank you.
That explains right. It.
I mean, if he was Rand Paul, they just said you don't know how things work.
He was around. I mean, there's a lot of problems if you're brown. You're not going to get a fair trial in many of these counties if you speak a Spanish as your primary language.
What about if you're a white person in a highly Hispanic community?
Look, I think that Obama lost the... Let me just say this. Obama lost the primary in Texas to Hillary Clinton.
I mean, you're me.
Because Mexicans, by and large, are discriminatory against blacks. I mean, I'm not here saying that whites are bad. I'm just saying that this idea of racism and lack of tolerance is horrible. And what Rand is doing is just a horrible thing. He's continuing to promote. Maybe he doesn't believe that way, and he tried to say that, I think. But his policies are going to promote this kind of discrimination.
I think
racism.
He's speaking from an intellectual point and has no basis in what the real world is like.
Amen.
866-977-4820. 866-977-4820. We probably still have time to get you in on this conversation, too. Let's go to Dave. Hey, Dave.
I'm sorry I'm back, guys, but you know I can't avoid a conversation like this. I love brown. You know I love brown, CJ.
Yes, you do.
I'm a brown loving man.
Yeah.
I'm not a racist, because racist means that you believe that one race is superior
over
another.
Dave, I want to make this point out. While many of the people who were slave owners had a lot of children with their slaves, right? So they really, you know, for a woman, as you say, you love brown. Don't forget that there's a lot of people that love black too because they were females. And it doesn't mean, but my point is, don't confuse the fact that you would do a brown person or a black lady does not mean that you're not a racist. And I'm not saying you are, but that's just don't
confuse. Yeah, but every woman I've ever been married to three times was of color. I've been married three times and they were all of color. I mean,
I'm not talking about you.
All right, Dave, we let through the family album.
I want to touch on two things that are important.
I got to get going.
All right, give me one.
Go,
30 seconds.
Go.
Number one, this idea of accountability only seems to hold
to these people like Rand, when it's an individual who grew up in poverty and is trying to make a buck on the free market, by the way, standing on the corner selling a $20 rock, you know, then it's personal accountability. It's not personal accountability when you're a CEO of a company, you know. And the other thing about this, you know, being able, you know, let the market control it. No, the market is that capitalism is not a living organism, people. Human beings affect it. That's why economics is an art and not a science.
All right, thank you, Dave. Gotta go. I'll get the break. Sorry.
Man, don't do that to Dave.
I've got Mary standing by here, right. And we've got a guest on the other side of this coming break, so I want to make sure we got Mary in. If Mary's brief, you can get in at 866-974-820. Hey, Mary.
Hey. First of all, I thought your answer about why businesses should have to cater to the entire public, at least not based on race or sex or anything like that. If they want to ask people to be quiet, that's okay, or if they want to, you know. But anyway,
and Mary, excuse me, Mary. I'm sorry, because you said something.
I wanted to ask that.
Mary!
Is he typically associated with people in public restrooms?
I didn't hear what Mary said. Well, she didn't hear me either. Mary, hang on now.
Don't cut her off.
I do. Well, it's an important distinction. We're talking about public accommodation, and what you still have the right as a private property owner is if there's an individual that is misbehaving or acting inappropriately or inappropriate for the situation, you're allowed to keep that person out based on those criteria, not because of the group he belongs to. As correct?
Yes.
All right. Let's bring Mary back up. Sorry, Mary. Go ahead.
Say it again, Mary.
In these places of public usage is not where we associate with other people. We do not go into the grocery store and associate with people. We do not go into a bathroom and associate with people. We don't even go into a restaurant and associate with people other than the people we arrived at. So it's all just a false argument altogether. But I thought your answers were excellent anyway. And Dave is also right in that I want to ask Rand Paul, why is it he always stands up for business, but I don't see him standing up for individual rights? He's supposed to be a libertarian, which as far as I'm concerned is basically total laissez-faire. Everybody gets to do whatever they want. But he never, ever, hardly ever speaks out for the individual. Now, why is he a Republican? Because liberals speak out for the individual. Because he's really a businessman. He's really a fascist.
All right, Mary.
That's all.
Thank you, Mary.
Thanks for calling, Mary. I love, you know what? You know, this is great. There's no democracy without debate, which should be uninhibited, robust, and wide open. And that's the Henry Rain Show, for sure. I mean, I love those comments.
Well, it must be Dave Day on the Henry Rain Show, because we got a Dave in Newport Richey. Hey,
same Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, new Dave.
Good. Hey. What's up?
Different Dave.
Great.
Scott Green this morning on TV, he supports the Arizona law. Took me back. I thought Scott Green might have it going on, but now that he's supporting this law from Arizona, will that help him or hurt him?
Who are you saying?
The candidate for governor running against Charlie Crist.
Oh, yeah. Well, he made all his money. I think his name is Scott or something. He's an independently wealthy guy.
No. You're talking about Jeff Green, aren't you?
Scott Green.
Scott Green. Yeah.
Well, no, there's Rick Scott.
Rick Scott, you got it.
And Jeff Green.
Sorry, Rick Scott, yeah.
The guy running for senator, the guy running for governor?
For governor.
Governor
Rick Scott.
Yeah, he's the one that is independently wealthy guy. He made all his money off of, I think he made all his money off of these walk-in clinics. Is this correct, Andy?
No, well, he's making money off walk-in clinics now. But he was the head of Columbia HCA, the hospital chain. It received the biggest fine ever for Medicare fraud, $1.7 billion, I think.
That's the funny thing.
Really?
He talks about following the law, but yet he's the guy that broke the law. It's all crap, but it's just...
Well, he says he doesn't know anything about what was going on in the company he was running.
And so does the people that are brown that are being... I mean, come on. This guy's a hypocrite.
Dave, I'm going to give you your chance to say, but just for you and the audience to think about, you get a fine of $1.7 billion, and you're running a huge hospital chain, and the fine is to match how much you are stealing. How do you not know what's going on in your company and where that money's coming from?
And you're in
that
charge.
That much.
He had to know.
He's a shyster. He's full of himself, and he's just trying to rehabilitate his image. Don't kid yourself.
All right. Last words, Dave. We got a break.
Thanks for being there.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Dave. Right, Dave. That's the way you get out of a phone call.
No, the guy's...
Very cool, Dave. Anyway, on the other side of the break, we're going to speak with Dulcy Krishmore from Canada Med Service. We're going to ask her about Abbott Laboratories buying one of these Indian generic manufacturers. What does that mean to the world marketplace? She's got her pulse. She's got her finger on the pulse of the global prescription market.
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by HurtByAccident.com. 1-888-280-HURT. Personal injury attorneys. They'll come to you.
If you've been hurt in an accident and you've been contemplating talking to an attorney to see what rights you have, consider a few things. If you were hurt in an accident a few years ago, can you still make a claim? There's a statute of limitations on making personal injury claims. That means that if you wait too long, you may not be entitled to anything, so be advised. Secondly, will an attorney or law firm charge you a fee or cost regardless of the outcome of your case? Some will charge you costs even if they lose, so be advised. Hi, I'm C.J. Zaya. For nearly 20 years, my partner Kevin Gallagher and I have been representing accident victims, and we've been doing it for free. At Zaya & Gallagher, personal injury law is all we do, and if we don't win, we'll do it for free. At Zaya & Gallagher, we charge you nothing. That's no fees or costs unless we win. Our fee comes out of what we recover for you. Call us today, toll-free at 1-888-280-HURT. That's 1-888-280-HURT.
When news breaks, this is the place for the local market impact.
BP is ultimately responsible under the law.
If it affects you here in Tampa Bay, you'll hear it on News Talk AM 820, the new WWBA.
We are responsible not for the accident.
Not for the accident.
But we are responsible for the oil.
Cleaning the situation up.
Tampa Bay's breaking news, weather, and traffic station.
We are absolutely will prevail, and we will deal with it.
The new WWBA, where Tampa Bay has a voice. Depend on it.
Hi, it's Dustin from Rapid Systems, your cutting-edge internet provider where you can get RSA high-speed internet and a whole lot more. Now let's go to the phones.
Dustin, it's Joe. Three's a crowd, Dustin.
Three's a charm, Joe.
Bad things come in threes.
The best things come in threes.
Like Rapid Systems Triple Play?
Absolutely. Triple Play means that whether it's fiber, DSL, or RSA, Rapid Systems has the right connection to fit your business needs.
Three blind mice. See how they run.
Joe, we're not the phone, cable, or satellite company. All we do is provide high-speed internet.
Three coins and a fountain.
Joe, you don't have to wish for great service. You get it. Want more IP addresses? A new domain name? Remote backup? Call Rapid Systems and talk to a broadband specialist without the bureaucracy or the BS.
Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
Joe, you're right. We don't monkey around. Call Rapid Systems today at 813-232-4887. That's 813-232-4887 for the best broadband service you can find.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket faster and faster. The profit on the cable giant has pushed consumers around enough. You don't have to stand for it anymore. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $19.99 a month for an entire year. And you'll also get a high-definition digital video recorder upgrade for free. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed for free. And get over 15 premium channels, including HBO and Showtime, free for 3 months. Our Dish-authorized agents can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-830-9016. Just imagine all your favorite TV shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $19.99, it's like giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-830-9016. That's 800-830-9016. Again, 800-830-9016.
Pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces.
Henry Rain Show here, News Talk AM 820 WWBA. We're going to change topics a little bit right now. Talked about a lot of local issues here. We want to get more into a global issue, but something that might have slipped by your attention, but it means a lot to us here at the Henry Rain Show. Abbott Laboratories can effectively consider itself as holding a 7% share of India's drug market after its $3.7 billion acquisition of the domestic pharmaceutical business Piramal Healthcare in India. This is a large maker of brand name generics, and to sort through this with us, we're bringing on Dulcie Cushmore of Canada Med Service, and she's been saving people, well, up to 70% for their prescriptions in the global marketplace for close to 8 years right now. Good afternoon, Dulcie. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
I'm doing well. I hope you are, too.
Good. I am. Thanks.
Now, we're going to get into how you can save people up to 70% on their medication, and I will say that I not only appreciate the sponsorship, but I'm a client of Canada Med Services, and they recently saved me 70% off my blood pressure medicine. But the Indian market, first of all, tell us sort of a broad overview of the countries that are suppliers and what makes India maybe a little bit different from the other ones.
Well, India has a different hold on the patent medicine, and so they are able to ship, and they ship it all over the world. A lot of people use all the generics, or all the brands they have for generics like Lipitor and Nexium and all those different drugs, and they're not allowed to be wholesaled into the United States yet because they're under patent protection, but they are sold in other parts of the world. I think what you're talking about with Abbott Labvine, they bought a different pharmaceutical. We get a lot of things out of Cipla, as does any of the U.S. pharmacies. And so what Abbott might mean in buying that they're able then to supply instead of Cipla to some of these places at a less price. However, they're still not allowed to wholesale and bring in the generics of the brand drugs that are still under patent protection, which is where we really save people a lot of money. We also now have brand drugs coming in from India and some other sources that are half the price of the brand drugs in the States. So if somebody wants a brand, we have some great prices on those now available too. And that's just come into being.
So what you said is, and I'm seeing this from the report too, that Abbott has about 24 products out in the emerging nation market, in other words, the people that the Indian generic manufacturers supply. So rather than let a middleman market their generics, even though they're not selling the generics on our side of the ocean, they sell them in other countries at the reduced price.
Right, at the reduced price. So they'll make that. Yeah, I mean, they're certainly less money than they are here. It's a huge savings for people. And a lot of people shudder or still do. Many of our clients are so used to it now, but when you say India, India has one of the top manufacturing facilities, and every manufacturer is there. Pfizer's there, Merck's there. Everybody is in India manufacturing. They're brand new, big, beautiful plants, and they're ones that we get from, and I'm sure as Abbott does, they're all FDA-inspected plants or the UK equivalent of the FDA, which is a little more stringent. And so they're wonderful manufacturing plants. The people there are really geared toward pharmaceutical manufacturing.
So Canada Med Services, as I said, you've been in business about 8 years now. I've known you most of that.
Sorry, 3 years, right.
Yeah. What is Canada Med Services? It's not an online pharmacy, is it?
No, it is not an online pharmacy, and that's very dangerous to order from online. We're a mail-order pharmacy. We deal with three licensed, insured pharmacies, one on the global market, one in Canada, and one U.S. pharmacy. And it's a big difference because they are actual dispensing pharmacies. When you order online, you could be calling an 800 number in China. You don't know where it is. And they did a whole investigation out of 4,000 online pharmacies. They found only 17 were legit.
All right, we're going to find out how you take advantage of that, but I want to make sure we get the number out, 877-917-3600, 877-917-3600. If you can't write that down right now, you can call Sarasota Information for Canada Med Services and get the local number, but the toll-free is 877-917-3600. So let's take me for an example. I was prescribed blood pressure medicine. It would have cost me $210 a month. Overseas, you found it for me for $230. Walk us through how that would have worked if I didn't already know.
Oh, you would just call us for a price, and we're happy to give prices over the phone. You would then get us a prescription if you want. You can fax it, mail it, send it, bring it in. You can have your doctor send it to us. Many doctors do. We order it. It's charged on your Visa or MasterCard in the prescribing pharmacy, so it's in a secure location, and the meds are mailed directly to you. You're then in our refill system. We call you before you run out, and you can order again if you would like to. And we still have the pharmacy will have your prescription with the refill. Very easy, very simple. Everything we do is safe tested. All our drugs are batch tested. So we know that they're blister packed. So we're very concerned with safety. All of our pharmacies are.
And an uninterrupted business history for years now. 877-917-3600. 877-917-3600. I know a lot of our seniors are worried about Medicare Part D. They're getting towards the end of the year. The donut hole still exists. What's up with that, Dulcie?
Well, we're just starting July, and then in September, October, and November, we're doing free seminars for people and individual counseling for people on their Medicare D. The numbers are going to change next year. We expect to see much higher prices on the plans, especially the Advantage plans, and much higher prices on the drugs.
But whatever
happens. On the U.S. side, not our side, we will be much less expensive.
Right. So whatever they do in the U.S., you still have the same access and the same savings available to your
we'll
client.
We'll have more of a savings, yeah.
Okay.
Because our prices don't go up much.
All right, that number again, 877-917-3600, 877-917-3600. It's Canada Med Services. You can't, if you're driving, you can't write down the number. You can just call Sarasota Information, ask for the Canada Med Services on B-Ridge phone number. You can get the local one and then work through that. Dulcie Cushmore, thank you so much for joining us today, as always, for helping us figure out that Abbott Lab story. And you have a great rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Henry. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. I want to thank all the callers and our listeners, of course. I want to thank CJ for driving all the way up here and coming in for the 2 hours.
Always great, Henry, to be with the leading advocate of thoughts.
Well, is that where you're going next?
No. Yeah, right. I'm going to be with you, brother.
Thanks to Mike, who is filling in today. Hopefully, we'll be filling in regularly here in the control room. But you did a great job, Mike. Thank
awesome
you so much.
Job. The guy's awesome, man.
And we'll be back next week with another edition of the Henry Rain Show.
Have you ever spent a bunch of money on your car repair only to find that you continue to experience the same problem? Don't go through that. Have peace of mind by bringing your vehicle to Automotive Technologies. We strive to get it right the first time. We hire only ASC certified technicians. They specialize in auto air conditioning, brakes, computer diagnostics, cooling systems, electronics, engine repair, and much more. Beat the summer rush. Get your AC checked. Get a free AC inspection now. No strings attached. Automotive Technologies is located at 11620 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Call 813-935-4787 to get your free AC inspection. We're open till 6 Monday through Friday and Saturdays by appointment. We perform all major and minor car repair services. Drop on by or make an appointment now by calling 813-935-4787.